Trump-appointed prosecutor David Weiss weighs Hunter Biden indictment. By Wendell Hasebo on April 14, 2022. Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss has been weighing whether there is sufficient evidence to indict Hunter Biden in relation to potential tax fraud, money laundering, and the violation of lobbying laws, according to CBS News. Weiss, a 20-year federal prosecutor, will have to determine if there is enough evidence to seek a federal grand jury indictment against Hunter Biden in an investigation that may end up including other members of the Biden family, such as Joe Biden's brother James Biden, and potentially the president himself. Weiss has served as the U.S. attorney in Delaware since 2018, after being appointed by Donald Trump. Before he was appointed, Weiss was the acting head of the office and received endorsements from Democrats Senators Tom Carper, Dita, and Chris Coons, Dita. The Weiss has experience prosecuting corruption, money laundering, and wire fraud. President Biden has allowed the prosecutor to remain on the case. Biden must recognize that removing Weiss for political expediency would raise more red flags than are already waving. David is a diligent professional prosecutor. Former assistant U.S. attorney in Delaware for 13 years Robert Kravitz told CBS News. He's a leader who cares about the people who work for him. Media reports have revealed Hunter is under investigation by the FBI for tax fraud, money laundering, and the violation of lobbying laws. Joe Biden has brazenly claimed over and over again that he does not know about his family's corrupt business dealings. But text messages, photos, and reported meetings suggest Joe Biden has abundant knowledge of the Biden family's entrenched business scheme. On at least 11 occasions over 6 years, Joe Biden was involved in the Biden family business while he was at the top levels of government. In one 2019 text message from Hunter to his daughter, Hunter revealed Joe Biden's family payout mechanism. The vehicle detailed indicates a collection of 50% of familial salaries for 30 years. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter described to his daughter. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. Former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman believes the Biden family business may show an entrenched business enterprise that could involve legal predicates for racketeering charges. I get that there's spin, but this is not a complex one. Tolman told the New York Post in relation to potential serious charges against the Bidens. Hunter has earned millions of dollars from foreign entities from numerous countries by peddling Joe Biden's influence. While not illegal, Hunter and his family may have committed crimes of tax fraud, money laundering, and the violation of lobbying laws. According to CBS News, U.S. banks have flagged over 150 suspicious financial transactions from Hunter and James Biden. On several occasions, Hunter has admitted that he has paid the expenses of Joe Biden, just as he indicated to his daughter. According to emails from Hunter's laptop, Hunter paid Joe Biden's phone bill and various expenses while Joe Biden served as vice president, the Post reported. While Joe was vice president, Hunter routinely paid at least some of his father's household expenses, including AT&T bills of around $190 a month. We know from an email on June 5, 2010, with the subject JRB bills to Hunter from Eric Schwerin, his business partner at Rosemont Seneca, that he was expected to foot hefty bills to Wilmington contractors for maintenance and upkeep of his father's palatial lakefront property. Joe's initials are JRB, for Joseph Robinette Biden. The bills that June included $2,600 to contractor Earl Downing for a stone retaining wall at Joe's Wilmington estate, $1,475 to painter Ronald Peacock to paint the back wall and columns of the house, and $1,239 to builder Mike Christopher for repairs to the air conditioning at the cottage of Joe's late mother, Jean Mom Biden, which was on his property and which he would later rent to the Secret Service for $2,200 a month. Joe Biden and the White House have denied any knowledge of the Biden family business scheme. But additional Schwerin emails to Hunter suggest Joe Biden knew of the Biden family business scheme and wanted his bills covered by the agreement. FYI, there are a few outstanding bills that need to be paid and I am not sure which ones are a priority and which should get paid out of my account and which should be put on hold or paid out of the Wilmington Trust Social Security check account, a Schwerin email reads. There is about $2,000 extra in my account beyond what is used for monthly expenses. It is unknown why Schwerin would reference his account with quotation marks around the word my. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.